Welcome to the Ask the 401k Experts podcast, where you get strategies, resources, and best practices for growing a successful and compliant 401k practice. And now, here's your host, Sharon Piverato.
Welcome, everybody. Sharon here, and today I want to talk about a tool called Radish Plan. Kyle Bagley is with me today, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what it is and why you might want to take a closer look at using it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. The Radish Plan was Ted Benna's idea, so I don't take any credit for it, but it is an incentive plan. It is a unique, fun, gamified way to get middle and low income earners interested and excited about retirement, because auto-enrolling them in a 401k isn't doing. And so Ted's idea was to use pre-tax money based on work, based on goals, incentives at work, do this, show up on time, and let the employer 100% fund the retirement account. And so the business gets a boost in productivity because it's cheaper to get more out of the people you already have hired than find new people. And it's a great savings mechanism and a springboard into investment and retirement for people who don't care about it, don't know about it, are scared of it. They don't want to wait till they're older. Or if an emergency fund makes more sense to the livelihood and the benefit of that employer. And so the way we say it is, if an employee benefit doesn't benefit the employee, it's not a benefit. And so nothing out there was really fitting this mold. And so Ted came up with the idea, and Justin and I, my co-founder, we bring it to life.
Very cool. So is it a profit sharing plan at the core?
It is. It's a 401A.
Nice. And is it possible to see kind of a little either behind the scenes or understand what you're incentivizing?
Oh, yeah. Can I show you some?
Yeah.
Of course, I would love to show you. Most of the day, I'm excited where my wife says, hey, calm down a little bit. I've had 2.5 babies here at the house. Bring it down a notch. Okay, so I'll just show you some quick designs because it's easy for me to show them to you this way. We're a mobile experience. People are used to it. Here we're showing people how much they've earned. Mm-hmm. And here we're showing the potential based on how you earn. And so so motivation is two-sided, right? It's the opportunity to earn and the opportunity to lose. You know, what am I leaving on the table? Should I break up with that person? So what do I gain? What do I lose? And so that same type of mentality of motivating someone to do something, and this is to stick around. Like, we are a retention tool, because that's what people who run businesses with middle and low income, that's what they need. They need a retirement plan, yes, but the people we talk to is they need something to make that makes them seem legit. But after someone signs on the dotted line and says, thank you for these benefits, are those benefits going to work for you? Are they driving a behavior? Are they keeping them around longer? Are they helping with culture? And so here's how you earn. So this trucking industry is a perfect example. We love the trucking industry. Here's a safety bonus. Every week you hit your safety goals, here's $20. Thank you. Because we know that indirectly, safer drivers means lower insurance the next year.
True. Yeah.
And how about being on time? The more on time you are, the more opportunities you have to keep booking those gigs. And so here's $150 a month if you hit the on time goals. And every year you're here, I'm going to give you $1,500. And what's great is during our calls, prospecting calls and our client calls with these trucking companies, just as an industry example, they'll tell us, this is great because no one remembers there's bonus opportunity until December. Right. And so just like being a good parent, half of the job is just showing up. Same thing here. How can we show up every week, every month, reminding the employees of what the business cares about? And how are we cascading that message to managers, that brand new person that you just hired? And so let's get these earning opportunities in front of the employees. Yeah, that simple.
I'm curious, is any of the items that you're incentivizing kind of soft items that are hard to track?
They can be. And that is a workaround that sometimes we just have to ask the employer yes or no. did you get a sense of this? We ask for more objective. What are you already tracking? What are your monthly, weekly dashboards look like right now? How can we convert those to daily yes or no's, pretty much one or zero? But access to data and databases, CRMs, payroll companies, that's what we ask for. And we use Finch. And so we're integrated with a bunch of them already.
Oh, wow. Okay. How do plan sponsors typically learn about and get access to this?
Go to radishplan.com, get a demo. We tried to pack the website full of information. And what we're finding is this industry moves slow, and that's okay. There's a lot of learning. And the questions when people first hear about it is around legality. And so we're blessed to say Marcia Wagner is an advisor and investor. And so she makes our paperwork look really good. And of course, Ted has bringing the industry, bringing the expertise to the table. And Justin and I sit in the background, make it work.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? Just say Marcia Wagner.
Yeah. So it usually works. I can skip over that because that's not my world. I drop a name here and there. I'm like, okay, good. They bought it.
It's all you need her. Sir, obviously.
Yeah, she has been a dream to work with, and she's excited to see the innovation. And selfishly, and again, because I'm not in the industry, I say we're the first or most innovative product in 40 years, because a lot of the innovation before Radish Plan is removing friction to sign up to a 401k or a plan. We think we're brand new. We're a different way, a different spin on a profit share, but let's gamify it. And if you're not meeting your employees where they are, forcing them to do something is not the answer either.
Right. That's very true.
Yeah.
So if I'm as an active 401k advisor and I wanted to show this to plan sponsors, what would be the incentive or benefit for me to do that? And what would be the cost? Mm-hmm. Or the plan sponsor to adopt?
Sure. 2 points. The benefit is we'll pay you. There's a commission. And two, it's we work really well with the 401k. We want the people who aren't participating in the 401k to see this as an added value to say, all right, I'm willing to participate. It costs me nothing. I'm in control of my earning because I can control what I do at work and how well I do it. And you look to your plan sponsor like someone who's looking for products out there to solve that business's need. And so now you're bringing value. Hey, I'm not just here for your 401k. Please don't ever think of me, because if I say hi to you, you think about how maybe expensive you think something is. No, this is a product that you can say, hey, I was reviewing your file. Your participation is not where it needs to be. We've got something really cool, really new. You need to see what Radish is doing.
I like that. Who manages then the profit sharing plan, or where do you come in and how do you make money?
Okay. We charge $10 a month per participant.
Okay.
There's a software fee and a startup fee, but we are the record keeper. And we are open-ended right now. We are working with Broadridge, but if someone needs us to work or hold the money somewhere else, we are very much agnostic. We don't care. It's not how we make our money.
Interesting. Good to know. All right. What else do you want people to know that I didn't?
I would say think of Radish as a magnet. We want to be the reason why the employees or the talent that aren't benefiting your business, they drop off. But the people who see and use Radish, they're telling their friends about it. And you are now attracting better talent because of a real benefit that these employees have. Everyone's got a 401k. We think those should be here forever. Those are the most important staple. The business owner wants it in place, et cetera. But we need to begin a cycle of attracting the right people to remove the stress from HR hiring, your spending, your costs on trying to find people. A product like Radish becomes a magnet for the best talent available because they see it from their friends. It's a recruiting tool. And so everyone needs better ways to retain their people. We are just a really clever way of putting retirement plans in place to people that don't really think about it.
I'm so glad that you said yes to telling me more about this, because I think that this is a really, really great resource.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully it makes a huge impact. You know, every day we talk to participants and so many just really are not ready. And anytime you can incentivize actions you want people to take and help them better prepare for retirement, I think that's a win for everybody.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your kind words. We're excited. And if you see me at Napa in Tampa in April, come say hi. I'll be in the radish suit.
No, you're not, really.
Duh. Dark plum, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
If you want more resources, strategies, and best practices for growing a successful 401k practice, be sure to subscribe to the Ask the Experts podcast in iTunes so you don't miss out on new ideas from future conversations. Then be sure to visit the main site, 401kbestpractices.com. When you enter your email address to join the 401k Best Practice community, you'll get access to my most advanced strategies and resources to grow and protect your 401k business. Again, that's 401kbestpractices.com.